Natalie, I'm going to start by asking you, how did you first get involved with Tournament House?
Well, this will be my 8th year as a Tournament of Roses member, and we change committees every 2 years. I joined to be a part of the parade and a part of the Pasadena community, and every 2 years we try something new in the tournament. For the past 2 years, I've been a member of the Heritage Committee, and our primary duty is to do tours of the house for the public and also for tournament-related events. So that's when I really began to learn about the Wrigley Mansion and to be able to talk to the public about the wonderful history of this house.
What surprised you the most? As you were learning stuff about Tournament House, the Wrigley House, what are some of the really cool things people don't know?
I think one of the fabulous things is just how big it is. 22 rooms, 18,500 square feet, and of that, 2,000 square feet are closet space. Most of the ladies really like to hear about that. There's a full attic and a full basement. There would have been over 20 servants that were needed to keep this house running, and most of them would have lived actually up in the attic in dormitory-style living. They had a dumbwaiter that they used for the kitchen and their own back stairs. And there's one room that we have upstairs. It's our president's room where we celebrate the presidents of the Tournament of Roses. It's a small boardroom, as many of our upstairs rooms have been converted to the business of the Tournament of Roses rather than acting as the bedrooms and guest rooms that they would have been when the Wrigleys lived here. But that president's room was originally three small bedrooms, actually, for the highest level of the servants, probably the cook, the butler, and the head housekeeper. And it's not a very large room, so when you walk in and realize that that was actually three small bedrooms and the wonderful privacy that that allowed for those servants, it really gives you an appreciation of space in the comparison of the house and what we have at home today.
I just saw that room, incidentally. I just literally just come from there. I'm thinking, how in the world did they get three people in here?
It is. It's one of those wonderful little, examples of the contrast between the extreme wealth that was evident here on Millionaire's Row, and of course everything that it took to make that perfection come to life for the guests that would have seen it here.
Natalie, what's one of your all-time favorite memories of Tournament House?
Well, the story of the Eisenhower bathroom has got to be one of my favorite stories. General Eisenhower was initially set to be our Grand Marshal in the 50s and was unable to come, but when he did later come to be our Grand Marshal around 1964, I believe it was, he was, of course, here at Tournament House in the early hours of the morning before the parade. Always have a big breakfast for VIPs, lots of things going on, the girls getting ready in their gowns to go down the parade route. And President Eisenhower realized he ought to visit the little boys' room before he got on that very long parade route, so he slipped away out of that breakfast and went to use the gentleman's room on the first floor. Now, this house is constructed of solid and reinforced concrete with walls that are 12 to 18 inches thick, and that restroom has a separate pocket door for the inside, separate from the sink area. And when President Eisenhower used that little boy's room, the doors behind him got stuck. There's a lot of hullabaloo going on around the house. It's not exactly quiet in the morning. Those walls are extremely thick, and he pounded on them on the door, and no one could hear him. He was stuck in the bathroom for 15 or 20 minutes before the Tournament House realized, where's the Grand Marshal? Where's the President? And lo and behold, they found the poor man locked in the bathroom, and we have called that the Eisenhower bathroom ever since.
That is great, but they did rescue in time for the parade.
Absolutely.
This is fantastic. I know there are tours given of Tournament House. What would you tell people, especially to look for in addition to the Eisenhower bathroom, which is a don't miss?
I would say, of course, come and see the gardens, come see the roses when they're blooming. But if you're going to visit the house, look for all the details of the richness of the interior. Even though we had a major redecoration that was done, so that very few of the furnishings, draperies, and things that you'll see in the house are original in terms of soft furnishings, the ceilings are original. They're not wooden molding. They're actually poured concrete. And there are different ceilings in every room downstairs. It was a specialty of the architect. And also little things like doorknobs that are, you know, these wonderful jeweled doorknobs or little spiderweb patterns, that door that leads to where the dumbwaiter was, some of the original tile floors, and of course the pipes for the player organ that are hiding under the stairs. Make sure someone tells you about those.
I wish you would tell me about those before we conclude.
Well, the Wrigleys, in 1915, just a year after they bought the house, the Wrigleys purchased a player organ, an Aeolian Skinner player organ. They didn't play, but of course with the player organ they didn't need to, and installed it in the foyer of the house. And there's some 1,500 pipes for this full organ that are installed in the basement under the house, and they're right under the landing of the stairs. So when we're able to have an organist here to come play the organ, it really makes the whole place reverberate with the power of that sound.
We're not talking about a small house, incidentally. 22 rooms, you said.
22 rooms, 18,500 square feet.
And organ music in every one of them.
Absolutely.
That is great. And finally, Mrs. Wrigley. There's a pretty good story about her and the parade and how much she loved it. What do you like best about her stories?
Oh, Ada's fascinating. She had six homes, but this one in Pasadena was her very favorite. Her husband predeceased her quite a bit. And in 1947, on Christmas Eve, she had a stroke herself. And being alone, she loved this house in Pasadena and chose to stay here. So she basically lived for just over a decade, last decade of her life, in the upstairs bedroom, the master bedroom, here in the house in Pasadena. And while in spite of the front lawn would have been very obscured with lots of trees, of course, the wealthy liked their privacy. And Mrs. Wrigley would see all those wonderful landscaping when she looked out her window. Well, one year there was an incredible windstorm that took down a number of those trees. And Mrs. Wrigley, from her upstairs window, and of course after her stroke she was not extremely mobile, could look out those windows and actually see the street. And on January 1, they say, she could see for the first time from her very own bedroom window the Rose Parade getting ready to go down the street. She would watch it every year after that. It was something she could see and enjoy from her window. And she came to love the Tournament of Roses and the parade that she was watching. And that's one of the reasons that the family chose to donate this house to be used for the headquarters of the Tournament of Roses.
This has been great, Natalie. Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.